Hello and welcome to Magic Matters. You have landed yourself on episode 4, and yes, we are on a field trip right now.
We are.
You have found us just a little behind the scenes. The audio for episode 4 didn't work right. Not Lightstrong Media's
not her fault
at all, but it went sideways. And so this is take 2. We are here at Disney Springs. But first things first, my name is Denny.
My name's Erica.
We are so glad that you are here. If you don't already, please follow Magic Matters Pod on Magic Matters Pod on yes. Instagram and YouTube. We would love to have you there. And we're so glad that you have found us. So settle in, friends,
yes.
and channel your best Disney Springs day. We do want to give a special shout out to our guest producer today.
Yes, we have our friend Mike here, theme park Mike B, recording.
Forgive us. We've got some friends who are moving chairs.
It happens.
If you heard a little,
that's what happens when we're on a field trip.
Like, oh no. Yes.
They're very excited. They have Lego bags. So they just had a really fun time in the store.
Oh yeah, they did.
They did.
Ooh.
But like we were saying, we have our friend Mike here, theme park Mike B. He is stepping in for the wonderful Jaleesa today to help with reporting. And of course, Lightstrong Media will be editing this. So we have two wonderful producers today, more than normal.
Amazing.
Nothing can go wrong except for the chairs.
What can go wrong? It's all good. Let's jump right into the episode because we have things to talk about
yes.
and we don't want to waste a minute. Okay? So, do we want to check in?
We can check in real quick.
Let's check in. So, you have here the wonderful Erica makes our cards for us. So
they made it with us here.
We have talking points. Yes! We both, without even saying that we were bringing our cards, we both brought our cards today. Only the most professional here at Magic Matters. So you wrote down Disney moment of the week.
Yeah, so my Disney moment this week was a little trip I took out to Old Key West. I do my version of a Russian roulette situation. I do the Disney buses here at Disney Springs. I park in the orange garage, I hop off. Whatever bus is waiting there at the bus loop, I just jump right on it.
Uh-huh.
And for me, it was Old Key West.
Very cool.
I haven't had a moment to go to that resort in a hot second. I stayed there with my mom, I think in February.
Okay.
It was this year or last year.
Okay.
Forgive me, I can't remember. Her birthdays, they just tend to blend in together for me.
Sorry, Mom.
I know. But we went there and it was nice. And so being able to just hop on a bus, head over there was wonderful. And a rainstorm, big one, passed right through when I got there. But it was kind of nice to watch the storm pass by sitting near the lobby outside of one of the benches.
Okay.
Very nice. So that was my Disney moment of the week, was hanging out there.
I love Old Key West. Can we just give a shout out to Old Key West Resort?
It's perfect.
The vibe. Olivia's fantastic. You can pop in even the Gurgling Suitcase if you want to and get a little something. But yeah, no, I love Old Key West. Mine was getting to return to Disney's Vero Beach Resort. My hubby and I just celebrated our wedding anniversary, and we were just so excited just to take a few days and unplug there at Vero Beach. And if you've never been, a word of really good warning. Like, I rolled into Vero Beach the first time a few years ago, and it was almost unsettling at first how calm and relaxing the resort is. Like, even though we've got Old Key West and Caribbean Beach, both like beachy themed resorts here at Walt Disney World, they're always go, go, go. Like, there's always an undercurrent of families going places, like from A to B, and maybe someone's stressed in the lobby, and mom's trying to get the kids out the door. Just all of that. There's none of that at Vero Beach. It is calm and relaxing and so chill, and every cast member is kind, like proactively kind, trying to meet your needs before you even vocalize them. And it was just really, again, I was reminded of how refreshing that is. Like, I love Walt Disney World, right? That's our happy place. Yeah. But to be in Vero Beach was just a refreshing reminder of, oh, you could have Disney still, but it could also be chill. So it was a taste of chill Disney, and I really enjoyed it.
That resort to me is, if you had to tell me, Erica, what's your perfect Disney vacation? Honestly, Vero Beach. I love being there. It's such a comfortable place. And maybe I say that because we literally would go there for a week every summer. Like, my whole life up until the end of high school.
Okay.
So for me, it's just like, it's the perfect place to relax but still have that touch of magic that we get with Disney. So I feel you on that one. I'm so glad you had a good time.
Yay, thank you.
So let's go ahead and start some business here.
Get down to business.
So guess what, folks? We've got a big week in theme parks coming up as you're watching this, okay? Food and Wine is starting, and so is Halloween Horror Nights. It's a big week for the theme parks, all right?
Yep.
Today, we're gonna talk about Food and Wine Festival. HHN's a topic for another day. So as we talk about Food and Wine, let's start with some of the details of the event. So the dates are August 29th, and it goes through November 23rd. Nice and long, but we've had such a beautiful break.
Yes,
from
my gosh. It was so lovely not being in the parks in mid-June trying to slurp down cheddar cheese soup. Or trying to chop down a steak or just stew the feijoada at Brazil. Like, oh my goodness. So, that being said, we know it's a blessing. Anytime you get to be in Epcot, it's a good time.
Yes.
So, even if you're there in mid-July, you slurp down that soup and you enjoy it. But the fact that it's starting at the very end of August is, it just, it allows us to kind of be in fall-like, fall adjacent before
fall-ish.
We try to work down all that food.
And I think it was beautiful for a change to see Epcot as Epcot. Just Epcot, not Epcot festival. Just Epcot for a few months. It was just really nice to have that break because as beautiful it was for no festival, it made me miss a festival.
Yeah.
So now I'm even more excited that a festival is coming because I'm like, oh, we've had a nice break and now we're gonna have this added layer to Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me very excited.
And they're really being very intentional this year about building spaces, additional spaces, shaded spots, and global marketplaces. Like we have some new things coming online, so
it's all
very cool.
Super exciting. So speaking of things to do at this festival, we have the global marketplaces, aka the food booths, where you grab all the fun food. If you like to drink, there's wine, beer, plenty of things you can find. There's also non-alcoholic beverages as well that are offered throughout the festival. And then we also have the Eat to the Beat concert series.
Yeah, very cool stuff.
That's a fun one. I've done the dining package for it before see Lauren Daigle, which was, it was just so much fun. I think it's worth it. There are different price ranges for the packages. But if there's a person you want to see really bad in like that very like intimate close-up setting, this is the way to do it at Disney. Like how much better could you get?
Absolutely. And be mindful, if you get the dining package, it doesn't mean that you have like a seat that is yours. You'll get back into a line. It'll be a special line for the dining package people. Mm-hmm. You'll have the sticker on your shirt and they will seat you in a special section. You will get a seat, but it's different than having a ticket to a concert.
It's not like you're in G4.
Exactly,
Like you get one of the benches that is closer to the stage.
Exactly. Also, if you've never been to the Eat to the Beat concert series, and I too highly recommend them. It's three different sets every evening, or it's three different times every evening. The ones who've been here and done that before will typically give you three different sets.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if this is the band's first time, they may not realize, oh, I could do different songs, or maybe they don't have other songs. That they can do. So it really kind of depends, but it's so much fun to see your favorite.
It's
so much fun.
It's great, and also because Food and Wine happens during Hispanic Heritage Month, on the days where there's not like super big headliners, they'll have like Latin bands performing, And that's a lot of fun. I love seeing them. It makes me feel like I'm back in South Florida, aww, like with my family, because live music down there is always happening. So that's really cool too. But we also have two other fun things that happen at this festival.
Oh my goodness,
we do love them.
I do love them so much. Remy's Ratatouille Hide and Squeak happens, which they hide little Remy statuettes all throughout the park. So every World Showcase Pavilion has one, and it'll be fun to see if the ones in World Celebration this year have them. I would imagine they are going to. So you purchase a map, it's for purchase, and it has spots all around it for stickers. You put the right sticker on. So Remy will be holding an ingredient, a food ingredient. He's holding an eggplant. He's holding garlic. He's holding a tomato. And you go, okay, Remy's holding the tomato in Mexico. And you find the little, you know, Remy with the tomato sticker, you put it on Mexico, and you fill it up all the way around, and then you return it, you can redeem it for a prize. And the prize isn't like earth-shattering, but it's something really fun that'll be themed for the festival. So, and I love Remy, and I love a scavenger hunt. So that is some of my favorite stuff right there. And even better is a scavenger hunt where you eat food as you go along, and that's Emile's Fromage Montage. So if you love all things cheese, this is your game, friends, okay? So you just go around, you get a stamp in your festival passport when you eat the different food, cheesy food items, mm-hmm, or if you find one that you love the very most, you eat that 5 times, and yes, then you go and redeem that for another cheesy prize. So it's fantastic all the way around. But that happens during Food and Wine Festival as well.
Yeah, and always make sure you check that passport that you get, because for every festival there is a little like scavenger hunt food-wise. You got the cookie stroll, that's always fun. That's
my beloved.
That's Denny's
holiday
thing.
Cookie stroll. It's coming.
So if you can't make it to Food and Wine, don't worry. If you come during another festival, you still have the opportunity to participate in a food-based scavenger hunt.
Yes. And people, sometimes I hear the argument of, oh, isn't that nice? You know, you have to pay to get in the parks, and then to participate, you have to pay more to do the special. Well, yeah. Except if that's your thing, like if that Remy's Hide and Squeak will make your 10-year-old happy or your, you know, adult happy, then gosh, it's $9 really well spent, and a day really well spent. And same with Emile's Fromage Montage. Like, you do you, friends, and have a blast in the park. And yes, I love that they make these things available to
right,
us.
Right, right. It adds another layer to the festival.
It does.
So speaking about fun, we're going to talk about some menu items. Denny has a whole journal with a list of food items. But our topic is menu items that
Welcome
you're excited
to
for.
Welcome to my TED Talk. Here we go.
She's so excited for food.
I am.
You have no
I am.
Idea.
I am.
So I'm going to let you go first.
I
talk
am.
About your food.
You know what? I'm really excited that some things are returning. One thing is returning that has been here recently, the Fry Baskets Fry Flight. Like, what could be better than sweet potato fries with a marshmallow fluff and candied pecans on top? Not a blessed thing. Not one. And so I'm so excited about that. And I'm super psyched that one item from 2018, friends, we've not seen it since 2018, is returning to Flavors from Fire. It is the Steakhouse Blended Burger. Erica, back in 2018, I came into the park before the festival ended just to get this one more time. And I have the cutest little pictures of it. Like, I was in love with this burger, and then I gobbled it up. Like, it was so, so good. Just a beautiful blend of different meats. Then they do blue cheese truffle brie on top. So like a brie cheese fondue goes on top. And then brie truffle chips. No, blue cheese truffle chips.
Ooh, to add
potato
a little
chips
crunch.
Go on top.
We love a crunch.
It's spectacular. And I have so many other ones, but you go,
okay.
You go. Tell me something.
I've got a few here. So this is like trying to explain Taylor's version. So this is new, but it's not new, but it's new.
Sure.
So we have at the new booth, new name, and it has moved to another location. Okay. We have the Macatizer's booth, which is a mac and cheese booth. The item I want there is the Impossible Chili Mac and Cheese. It has like sour cream on it. It's all plant-based.
Okay.
I love that. I loved it when they had the mac and cheese booth before. Okay. It was my go-to. Okay. Especially when it got cooler during the festival, I would go in at night and grab myself a little chili
like we're
mac
in
and
the
cheese.
90s today.
Yeah,
a loaded
no,
mac
too,
and cheese would be difficult today.
Today. No. I couldn't do that today. Not today. But
as your internal temperature just
I'm very excited for this one though, because Mac and Cheese Booth was not there last year.
No, it wasn't.
So I've missed her dearly.
Can I just say I had to take a moment and like sound it out in my kitchen like a first grader, this word. Like when I saw this on Disney Parks blog, I kind of went, appetizer.
Yes.
Got it. So, very cute.
And it,
very
you know, cute. The only issue I have with the name is that it makes me nervous that it might be a smaller portion than what it used to be, because she was hefty.
No, she,
it was
she's
a good bowl of,
no,
of mac and cheese.
It's a macatizer.
Yeah.
Now.
But I'm also gonna be with you over at Flavors from Fire.
Okay.
Because they...
You're going to be with me everywhere. I have news for you.
They have an impossible... This is an impossible Montreal-style burger slider with cheddar cheese, tomato jam on a sesame seed bun. It is fully plant-based. New item.
That sounds so
and
good.
And I am pumped.
Okay.
I'm so pumped for that.
That sounds so good.
And then this next one, I already forgot the pronunciation of it, but we have an impossible spicy sausage with some type of pepper on top.
Peri peri.
There
it's
we go.
It's a peri peri pepper.
A peri peri pepper.
We had a moment in studio the other day figuring out what kind of pepper this thing was. And it was a peri peri pepper.
We couldn't figure out the pronunciation.
No, no.
So it has that with onions and then a peri peri aioli on top. This is also plant-based and can be found at the Refreshment Outpost. So I'm excited for that one. And my last but not least that I would be loving to have in this very moment. Is the guava cake from Shimmering Sips that is plant-based.
Nice.
She's not new. It's a nice return.
Yeah.
Comes back all the time. But it's very refreshing. It's not a heavy kind of cake situation. Mm-hmm. So that'd be perfect right now, honestly.
I'm really excited because another thing that is returning that was at the Swanky Saucy Swine, which really is my favorite booth. If for nothing else other than the name. I actually have a t-shirt that says Swanky Saucy Swine on it that was made for me by the sweetest person named Allie, and I will be wearing that again at some point this year. But in honor of the Swanky Saucy Swine, that pimento cheese, and they did chicharron in the bag with
that
the pimento cheese.
That was very good pronunciation.
It was, thank you! But that's coming back to the Festival Favorites booth.
And, oh, that's awesome.
Yes, and we're getting a handful of other booths like Bramblewood Bites.
Yes.
Bramblewood Bites. This does not sound like, I mean, it's just so different. But we are getting like Brussels sprouts and root vegetables with a glaze on top.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds plant-based, like all of the ingredients.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited.
So. Before we go into the next thing, speaking of that, I was doing some research. The allergy menu is officially on the website. So if you go to, if you search Food and Wine Festival Epcot, the Disney page will show up and it'll say allergen menu. You can click on that and it'll show you all the allergens for all the different items that you can be found at the festival.
Love
so
that.
I'm going to read through that too, because I pick my favorites based on what the foodie guide had that was labeled plant-based.
Okay.
But now that we have that in-depth allergy menu out, I can see what else is available
for me
as well. So for those of you with allergies, just know that is up and running for you.
I love that.
So you just mentioned the word favorite when talking about that booth. So I wanted to ask you, what are your favorite global marketplaces? If you have one, more than one, I'd like to know.
Mine is traditionally at Spain. They have had a paella the past couple of years that knocks your socks off. It's $6 and you feel like you get a good sized portion. And I love paella to begin with. But they gave you good sized shrimp in it. They've changed it this year. Now it's gonna incorporate squid ink. So squid ink rice. It's gonna have scallops, it's gonna have the shrimp, mm-hmm. and it's gonna have octopus as well. So I'm very intrigued by this, and I will be trying this. But also, they're kind of being Toledo adjacent to things, because what was a charcuterie in a cone, it was, you know, it incorporated lots of oils, cheeses, and meats and things. There were also peppers in there, I think. They've changed it up this year. And it is going to be jamón.
Yes, jamón.
Thank you.
We're really working hard.
Manchego cheese, which I love manchego cheese. And then pan con tomate, which they serve at Toledo. The recipe is out there if you search for it. I've made it at home, and it's the freshness of and the brightness of the tomato in that dish. Amazing. So I can't wait to try that and go back. What's your favorite local marketplace?
I'm so bad at picking one thing. I'm a top three kind of person. I always pick a top three.
Okay.
Because I feel like, for me, it depends on the day what's my favorite. Mm-hmm. So I like having a safe top three option.
Well, there you go. That's
so,
fine.
Fry Basket. The yuca fries are phenomenal.
Yay!
I love the yuca fries so much. I literally, yesterday, we were at Target, and I saw like the root vegetable. I saw the yuca, and I was like, I cannot wait to have a yuca fry
for the wine festival. Gosh, I love it.
And then obviously, what is now Macatizers, because if I could eat mac and cheese every day, like plant-based mac and cheese every day, I would.
Yeah.
So excited for that. And then last but not least, brewing.
Okay.
I love brewing because I...
Not a pickle milkshake.
No.
No.
But I love chicken wings, but they also make some of the best buffalo chicken tenders that are plant-based that I've ever had. So there's just a lot of options.
Okay.
But it's air-conditioned.
It is air-conditioned. Well, anytime that you are allowed to enter the Odyssey, you go into the Odyssey.
Yes,
you just
100%.
Do. Because
100%.
It's like home it's, sweet home.
Yeah, it's like stepping...
Epcot Mecca.
Yeah, exactly. It's like stepping into history.
Yeah, it is.
And cleanest bathrooms. Just so you
indeed.
Know.
Indeed. Indeed.
The best bathrooms.
Here, here.
So those are my top three.
I love that.
Sure. And to move on to like a broader question, favorite Epcot pavilion, I believe we already all know your answer, but give it to us anyway, Denny.
It's France. My France. I love the France pavilion. I think you've got everything you need in that pavilion right there. You have multiple food options. The boulangerie patisserie is not to be missed, and that line goes fast. So if you see a line, it's okay. Take a deep breath, tell yourself you'll be okay, and get in it, because you'll be at the front before you know it. The shopping is fantastic. I mean, going back to food, if you want to go fancy, Monsieur Paul is spectacular. I know it's gotten a little bit of an iffy reputation as of late, but no. It's spectacular. Like, you put on your little dress and you just bop yourself right on in there, and it'll be fantastic. And then, of course, the attractions, the Remy's Ratatouille Adventure coming, fabulous. If I was going to give a note for the France Pavilion, it would be the fact that we have to sit through that Beauty and the Beast sing-along for the majority of the day. That thing is rough. It is not my favorite. I understand it's IP that kiddos will like. But to bump Impressions de France to the end of the day, 6:30, 7 o'clock, that's a bummer. Like, so many people, families cannot wait. They're not in the park that late, especially when you're starting early and kids are cranky and it's hot as can be. Like, I was there the other day and went, oh, shoot, I'm a half hour early for Impressions de France. Like, I just want to be able to walk in and jump in the next viewing.
Yeah. I'm a huge Beauty and the Beast fan.
Okay.
But the sing-along doesn't really do it for me.
No. But what are your top three favorite pavilions, Erica?
We tried to do this. I tried to make Denny guess. She could not guess.
I couldn't.
She kept saying every other...
I was off my A-game.
Every other place but my top three. She was like, Mexico.
Although I did guess Norway.
You
Thank
did.
You.
You did.
Thank you.
So, my top three.
Okay.
Clear reason why we're friends. Number one is France. I've always loved the France Pavilion. I love Beauty and the Beast. Sometimes I believed I was Belle, so I belonged in France.
You are.
And then, in 2015, I went to France and I came home and I said, I miss it. So I just go back to the France Pavilion just to reminisce because now we have Remy's.
Mm-hmm.
And guess when I was in France, I went to Disneyland Paris, so I rode Remy's attraction there in France. So riding that makes me feel like, oh, I'm back.
You're back again.
I can't believe 10 years, so almost good. 10 years since I've been to Disneyland Paris.
That's amazing.
But I love the France Pavilion. I just think she's so beautiful. And like, it's one of those pavilions that has so much depth to it,
mm-hmm.
And looks beautiful all year round.
Yes.
Number two, Norway. I love Norway. Kringla, that bakery.
Yeah, no, Kringla is spectacular.
Love the bakery.
It really is. And not enough guests actually stop and go in it.
Yeah.
I think they kind of...
Not nearly enough.
Go, I'm not going to... Norwegians? No, you like Norwegian snacks.
Yes.
You just don't know about it yet.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I've been going to Disney since basically I was born, okay? I will stand by this, the biggest fan of Maelstrom, okay? Rode it every time. Was I scared of the trolls? Yes, I was. Did I love the ride? Yes, I did.
A moment for Maelstrom.
Right. I love that after the ride, you walked off. I'm a sucker for educational video. So we got to sit down to the theater, learn about Norway. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because my father told me that my name comes from Norwegian princess. So I thought I was a princess of the Norway Pavilion growing up.
Of course you were.
So, love Norway. Also miss the big, like, the boat playground as a kid. Always loved the Norway Pavilion. Still do. Wish we had better animatronics in the Frozen ride, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I love it as a whole. And yes, I like Akershus. Went there for breakfast. Had a wonderful time. Craig, Rhino, and I. Had a blast, and I love a character dining situation.
Me too.
Number three, this one's for Mike. Canada.
Canada.
Yes, I love the Canada Pavilion. I loved the old 360 show, mm-hmm. Oh Canada. I love Far and Wide. I think they're both wonderful shows. Right now, the pavilion has some blockages. They're still doing some remodeling and refurbing. But there's nothing prettier than walking through the Victoria Gardens during Flower and Garden Festival and like being able to walk by this huge waterfall.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a beautiful pavilion. And I think what the pavilion does well, it shows the diversity of Canada very well. You see all the different like type of architecture you can find in this huge, huge country.
Yeah. I would like something in the hotel.
Yes, I would live.
Something, anything.
My mom,
food.
As much as she loves the France Pavilion, she also loves the Canada Pavilion. Every time we go, she has to remind me of every skiing trip she took with my father to Canada and points at that hotel. Ah, oh, seen that one? We go to the 360, the whole time is, oh, we were there. We went there, you see that? It's every time. So for me, it's like, oh, my mom loves it. So I think about my mom and my dad. So
yeah,
I love being in that space. Same thing happens when we watch Impressions de France, because my mom has been to France 3 times now. She'll be like, because she's done South and North and Paris. She's been all over. She'll be like, oh my God, yeah, I've been there. And I'm like, I love that for you so much.
Yeah.
So this is all really fun for me. And as you guys will continue to watch this, you'll see that a lot of my favorites are rooted in nostalgia because I'm just so thankful to be able to have those memories. So that when I step into that space, I can remember those parts of like my childhood because it's just so special. So those are my top three. They've always been, I will say honorable mentions, I think for both of us, is the Morocco Pavilion.
Yes.
And I also really enjoy the Germany Pavilion because of the beer garden. I know we both love that restaurant.
The pretzel rolls alone.
Yeah, no, a fantastic time. But those
spectacular.
Those are my top three, and I really love my top three. We had a lot of questions that we asked in this episode.
We did.
So guess what that means? Now have to answer them.
We're asking you your opinion, so please let us know down in the comments. Erica, what are the questions we'd like for them to answer?
I want you guys to let me know. Menu items you're excited for, even if you're not coming to Food & Wine, tell us what caught your attention while looking at the Food & Wine menus. We want to know. The other one we have, is, if I could read my notes properly.
Mine are on the ground, so I cannot get them.
So, I want to know what your favorite marketplaces are, your global marketplaces, and your favorite pavilion. Mm-hmm. We want to know these things. I think a favorite pavilion says a lot about a person, and we'd love to know. Because again, this is not just a conversation here, it's a conversation with you guys as well. So let us know food items you're excited for, favorite global marketplaces, and your favorite pavilion.
Yes.
Those are the three things that we want answered because we want to carry this conversation into the comment section.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for stopping by today. I feel like we're on our little, we're on a front porch here.
Yeah, we're on
a little porch. Pull up a rocking chair and join us.
I had one more thing.
Oh, please.
If you want to see a full dining review of Food and Wine Festival, it will be going on Denny's channel. We will be there, not opening day, but the day after.
Yep.
And we will be recording our full thoughts, our full experience. So if you want to see that, that's going to be on her channel. But I will be creating little shorts, like little snippets of our day to put on this channel. But for the full review, for all the fun, you're going to head to Denny's channel.
Yeah.
Which, so, tell us the channel, Denny.
Yeah, Denny_Sunderly. So that's where you want to go for all things food and wine. That's my YouTube channel. That's my handle on Instagram. So come and hang out. I'd love to pull up a chair, pull up a virtual chair, and sit a spell. Where can people find you?
You can find me, Healthy Dose of Disney, on everything. You know, I mentioned that Old Key West trip. That vlog is going up, and I do have another one coming up about Halloween things here at Disney Springs. So I post some Disney, post some Universal, and then I do some local Orlando things over on that channel. But that's Healthy Dose of Disney on every social media platform. Come hang out.
Awesome. Thank you so much for watching today. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode at all, please consider liking the video, subscribe to the channel, and hang out on a regular basis, and share it with a friend. We are brand new here on this channel, and we want to make sure that enough people know that it's out there if it would be a benefit to them. Also, if you're listening to the episode, please give us, I don't know, 5 stars, something like that, however many stars you want to, on whatever platform that you are listening. We would so, so appreciate that. We love getting to do this, and we'd love to continue. So is that, do you have any other thoughts, Erica?
That is it. That is our episode about food and wine.
Excellent. Many thanks again to Mike for being here and being our producer extraordinaire, and for Jaleesa, who will be doing all the editing. And whatever you've got going on this week, whether it be highs or lows, please remember that magic matters.